Don't you get sick of me? Fat by fat my history. Stay tuned and listen to my life. You think you know me? An anger is a mystery. Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my daily podcast. And welcome to episode 7 of 3 Facts About Me. And today we have 3 facts that are very, very recent. They're not like based on the past, they're not like necessarily job related, they're just very, very real, very, very truthful, and bad. So let's hear them. Okay, so the first fact about today is I don't listen to podcasts. Now, this might be crazy, might sound crazy, considering I am a podcaster, and I'm someone who podcasts quite often. It's not like once a month. It's not once a week, unfortunately, but mostly 2, maximum 3 times a week recently. But I'm not someone who listens to podcasts. I was never a fan of podcasts in the same way. It was never like, oh, I'm so inspired by this podcast, now I'm gonna do my own podcast. No, never like that. And the reason why I was never a fan of podcasts is because, most definitely, if you're listening to a podcast, it's because you're doing something else and you want to do something and you want to be productive with your time. So you're listening to a podcast. So that might be you're cooking and you're listening to a podcast, or you're in the gym and you're listening to a podcast, or you're commuting to work and you're listening to a podcast. And whenever you're consuming active content, you're probably not doing podcasts. You might be watching YouTube videos, or you might be on Netflix or somewhere else, reading an article on Medium, I don't know. And what do I do then during that time? Well, me, Anna, I listen to music. You may know how obsessed I am with music, and really music for me is my holy time, especially my commute time, going to work, listening to music there. It really is religious, and I hate it when people talk to me when I'm with earphones and listening to music. Even if I really, really like you, I'm still gonna be upset because, you know, that was my moment. Do not bother me. Thank you. And yeah, so I end up not listening to podcasts because I'm just so much into listening to music. I listen to, currently on Spotify, I'm either listening to my own playlist, so I have these monthly playlists with the months, so December, November. You can check that out on Spotify. If you search Anna Guerra, it might come up. If not, I don't know, just go over to my Twitter. I've posted it a few times. But I either do that or I listen to a playlist by Spotify called Pop Rising, because I always want to see what are the new tracks that are coming out. And, you know, I have a very pop style, very mainstream style. So I just listen to Pop Rising. I really, really love it. And yeah, so I end up not listening to podcasts because I'm just listening to music. When I do listen to podcasts, it's mostly because there's like a very specific guest that I want to listen to, so I'll check out a specific podcast episode. But I don't follow any podcasts. Even Gary Vaynerchuk's podcast I don't follow, and I really like Gary, but I just don't have time to check his content. I did what he told us to, just go work, stop being inspired, stop being motivated, go do stuff. And that's what I did. So don't listen to Gary's podcast either. So how do I know what is a good podcast? I really don't. That's why I'm just doing my own thing, doing what I, as a consumer, would like to listen to. And this is mostly the type of content that I like to listen to on other people's stations as well. I like to listen to people just talk about their daily life, talk about real stuff, just being honest and analyzing the past, the present, and the future. because I hate those podcasts, and there's so many podcasts that are just like, oh, 3 steps on productivity, let's do this and that, and you know, but it's that kind of thing. It doesn't really go well with me. It sounds like a bunch of articles that I've already read online. It sounds like those people that are trying to get your money and doing a lot of spam and not really teaching you anything. Just, I don't know. It just doesn't work out for me. So I try to keep my podcast as real as possible and entertaining and all that. And I hope it is. But who am I? I don't listen to podcasts. Second fact of today is I am horrible at group chat conversations. Now you're probably thinking, Anna, why are you horrible at group chat conversations? They're funny. People just send stuff. You don't really have to interact much. Bah. And that's true, but that's not also not true. Let's give some context on this. And the people who know me well, they're really thinking, yeah, Anna, you're bad at group chat conversations. Context is, most of the group chat conversations that I'm on, either on Facebook or on WhatsApp, they have at least like 6, 7, 8 people. And that's too much for me. I can't take it. And then because there's so many people in the group chat conversation, there's always something that has just been posted. There's always a new notification. I turned off all of those notifications because I can't take it anymore. I can't keep jumping into this chat and seeing what's up. And you know what is up? What's up is another meme that was posted, another stupid thing that happened that I don't think is relevant. I don't want to waste my time watching memes and funny videos. Sometimes it's fun, but most of times I just don't care. And that's why I don't scroll on Facebook either, and I don't follow any of those types of Instagram profiles, because there are some like funny Instagram profiles as well, and I don't do any of that. And what happens is sometimes there are important things that are said on these group chat conversations, and you know, these people who are in the groups, they're people that I care about, and they're people that I hang out frequently. I'm just that person who never answers. There's always someone who never answers in the group chat. You know who that is. That's me a lot of times. And it kind of creates this tension, because sometimes I want to tell them something, but they're right. Like, I'm not entitled to say anything and to go over there and be like, oh, check out my podcast, come on guys, vote for me, do this for me, blah blah, when I don't do anything for them in terms of what's happening in that group chat. I don't answer a lot of their questions. If I see them, if I think it's relevant enough, I will. But a lot of times, because I don't go there, I just don't open the chat, I don't know what's happening, so I might not contribute to a conversation which needs my contribution. You see what I mean? So, yeah, who am I to be telling them to help me with this and check out this and that when I'm the one who doesn't check out their content in the first place? It has to be a bond, so both people have to be, in this case, more than both people, have to be doing the thing for it to work. So, yeah, it really is bad. I'm the bad person. I'm bad with group chat conversations. What can I say? Just prefer talking with one person at a time, maximum 2. Otherwise, it's a mess. And even personally, I do think I do well with groups, but gathering with people 1-to-1, it really is a better option. I was just talking with a friend of mine about this, because when you're doing a conversation with a lot of people, there's just so many topics that come up randomly because someone else thought, oh, have you seen this, this, and that? And so sometimes great conversations are lost because someone else drives another topic that is more recent and, you know, trendy or whatever. Or you think it might be awkward to kind of go too deep about something, because usually talking deeply about stuff, it requires you sharing something about yourself and the other person then shares something about themselves. But when you're in a group, you most definitely won't do that, because then it starts getting weird because you're hearing somebody else, everyone's opinions, and you might not care about everyone else. You might only care about two people in the group. I don't know. It's just not as cool, I would say. Love hanging out with groups, love my groups, love my squad, but still love one-to-one conversations. And for the last fact of today is, I never know how to spell certain words. Now, what is this exactly? So, I like to think of myself as someone who doesn't do a lot of mistakes when they write English. Still, there's a restrictive group of words that I use all the time and I listen all the time. But I never know how to write, and I always have to go to Google to check how they're spelled. And that's crazy. I think it started when I went to uni at in Southampton for my master's, because I just had to write in English all the time and write words that sometimes I wasn't as used to. And so, yeah, there are these words that I use like every week, probably, and I never know how to write them. Thankfully, I've been able to improve a little, and I do know how to write some of these words, but I'm gonna give you a few examples. So, one of the examples is the word document. I would frequently write document with two C's, but then I would never send it. I would be like, is it like this? Not sure. And then I would go over to Google, and then Google would tell me, no, document is just with one C. Another example is the word definitely. Definitely is a word with a lot of mistakes. Everyone writes definitely wrong. Everyone definitely writes definitely wrong. Now I think I do it okay. And the way I was able to memorize was going to be like deafen and then eatly. Italy, definitely. I don't know. I heard this in a video, someone saying this, and then I was just, it hit like Christmas tree in my head, and I was like, yeah, that makes total sense. I'll always think about that. Never wrote it wrong ever again. And then assassin, the word assassin, you might be thinking, why are you writing assassin, Anna? Well, you know, for Xbox, I have to write Assassin's Creed, the game, Assassin's Creed all the time. And I remember that before I entered Xbox, I never knew how to write Assassin's Creed. I would use like a C somewhere, or use like an S and don't use the two S's, like some kind of mix like this, because the word assassin in Portuguese is written a little bit differently. Yeah, I never knew how to write assassin in English. Now I do, but I'll frequently have to search on Google. And the other word that, you know, in my little like 10-second search in my head about difficult words is beginning. Frequently, I would put like a U before the first GI, so BEGUI, beginning, because it sounds like I'm saying beginning if it's not the U there. I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks like this. I think it's probably like a Portuguese thing. And then I would not put the two ends with beginning. So I frequently would have to go to Google to check how it is written beginning, because I wouldn't know. And those are just a few examples of words that, you know, they're just very like usual words. People use these words frequently and I never know how to write them. And I thought this was something that happened to a lot of people. Like, you would write this word all the time, but never know how to write it. I thought it was like a normal thing that people just made, because, you know, we humans, we're stupid, we're dumb. But I asked this to a few people, and they actually said, nope, I can't relate. Can you relate? Then please call in with, you know, the words that you never know how to write, or you comment. Something like that. just so I don't feel as lonely. So that's it for today, guys. This was another episode of Three Facts About Me. I hope that you guys loved it, and I'll be coming back with a few more facts soon. Bye!